The Vodafone Big Top 40.
Let me bring you some breaking news now. The singer Amy Winehouse has been found dead in her North London flat.
I don't remember a time when I couldn't sing. I didn't decide to be involved in music. I've always sung.
Flowers, cards and candles are already being left here in Camden Square, North London, outside the house of Amy Winehouse.
When I made this last record, Back to Black, I was listening to a lot of 60s, a lot of girl groups, a lot of Motown, a lot of soul.
You see, she had a soul, you know what I mean? And she, you could hear that, and that's what made her who she is.
I don't really have a particular songwriting process or structure. Sometimes you get the words first, sometimes you get the melody.
She was a local to Camden. She was one of us, really.
Most of the time, I get the sentiment for a song, like, I know what I want to say before I actually say it. I know what I kind of want to get across before I write the entire song, you know.
I met her and I got to tell her that she was lovely.
Everything I write is from experience. I don't think you can really tell a whole story if you haven't been there.
Legend, absolute legend. But of course, it's her music that will shine bright forever.
My greatest fear is probably dying with no one knowing of any contribution I'd ever made to creative music. But that's cool because I made an album already that I'm so proud of that, you know, if I died tomorrow, touch wood, you know, I would still feel fulfilled in a way.
Well, it's been a dreadful 24 hours, hasn't it? We've already told you that Amy Winehouse's second album, Back to Black, is at the top of the live album chart this afternoon. We can now reveal that thousands more of you have been downloading the title track in tribute. Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, is a new entry at number 10.
He left no time to regret.
Officially, the UK's number one chart.